This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned Monday's military takeover in Myanmar, calling for a quick restoration of democracy and warning that Washington could reimpose sanctions. Biden said, quote, the internal international community should come together in one voice to press the Burmese military to immediately relinquish the power they have seized. He added the United States is taking note of those who stand with the people of Burma in this difficult hour. The United States, the United Nations Security Council said, scheduled an emergency meeting on the situation for Tuesday. Myanmar's military seized control of the country Monday, imposing a one-year state of emergency. The country's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint were among a group of senior politicians who were detained in the early morning hours, sparking spasms of uncertainty in Myanmar and around the world. The arrest took place just hours before the country's parliament was scheduled to reconvene for the first time since November elections. Late Monday, Myanmar state television announced the removal of 24 of Aung San Suu Kyi's ministers and 11 new appointments. At least one of the new ministers had served in the military government that preceded the transition to democracy. An announcement read on the military's Miawati TV said the seizure was necessary because the democratic government had not acted on claims of voter fraud following the November elections. The announcement said new elections would follow at the end of one year. The military said that it would hand power to the winner of those elections. The military has sealed off roads around the capital with armed troops, trucks, and armored personnel carriers. Military helicopters flew across the city. You're listening to VOA News. The Russian General Prosecutor's Office said Monday it supports imposing a jail term on opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny faces a possible 3.5-year prison sentence over charges he violated the parole terms of a 2014 conviction. The European Court of Human Rights has deemed that conviction baseless. Navalny was detained upon his return to Russia from Germany in mid-January, where he had been recuperating from a poisoning attack. He blamed the attack on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied involvement but refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. The United States and its European allies have condemned Navalny's detention, prompting the Kremlin to countercharge Western interference in its internal affairs. Turkey and Azerbaijan are starting a major joint military exercise today. The display of force comes as some analysts suggest Ankara could be starting to pivot away from alliances in the Middle East and toward those in Central Asia. The 12-day military operation involves tank divisions, airborne units, and special forces. Turkish-made weaponry is also set to play a prominent role. Turkish-made drones were pivotal in Azerbaijan's defeat in October of Armenian separatist forces in a battle over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh enclave in Azerbaijan. The speed and decisiveness of Azerbaijan's military success boosted Turkish influence in the Caucasus, further consolidating close ties between Ankara and Baku. Countries have close ethnic ties and define their relationship as one nation, two states. The U.S. economy should expand at its normal pace over the next decade, starting in mid-2021, once the coronavirus pandemic is under control. This is according to budget forecasters in Congress Monday. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said as millions of Americans are vaccinated against the virus, the economic expansion that began in mid-2020 will continue through 2031. CBO said the $20.8 trillion U.S. economy, the world's largest, is projected to return to its pre-pandemic level in mid-2021 and to surpass its potential, its maximum sustainable level, in early 2025. The CBO projected the U.S. unemployment rate, 6.7% in December, would gradually decline through 2026, and the number of people employed return to its pre-pandemic level in 2024. Labor officials say nearly 10 million of the 22 million workers laid off by the pandemic remain unemployed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.